you know, a lot of sports are popular in Kentucky, football, baseball. And I know personally of one gentleman from Paducah who made it into the minor leagues of baseball, made it, I think, into a season in the pros. But for some strange reason, basketball is what has hooked us as a commonwealth. Why is that?
You know, I think basketball, although it began as a city sport, invented by Naismith in Springfield, Massachusetts, as a city sport for men in the cities to get through the winter, it really caught on in rural areas, in Kansas, in the Midwest, in Indiana, in Kentucky. And so as a rural state, you know, Kentucky, I think, really took to basketball in high school and especially in college. Dr. Tom Clark, the historian, said that, you know, in his book Land of Contrast, basketball was one of the things that united the state. You know, the state is so divided in many ways. People in Ashland are really closer to the Atlantic Ocean than they are to Hickman, Kentucky. And people in northern Kentucky are really closer to Canada than they are to some folks in the Jackson Purchase. So, you know, it's a divided state in many ways. And we feel so alien, you know, to people in the Golden Triangle so many times. But the one thing that seems to have united us is basketball. And I think your business had a lot to do with that, radio. And with Kentucky basketball, with University of Kentucky basketball, people like Claude Sullivan and Kaywood Ledford and Ralph Hacker and now Tom Leach, you know, people that have never seen a University of Kentucky basketball game have identified with the Wildcats maybe for 40 years, you know, through radio. And even in Western Kentucky, with Neil Bradley, you know, people now with the great success of the Racers through the years, but especially with this record-breaking season, have identified with the Racers. And so many people, you know, I hear about will watch the Racers games. And unless Dick Vitale is announcing, you know, they'll turn down the volume and listen to Neil Bradley.
That's for UK fans, right? Yeah, of course.
Yes. So, you know, Dr. Clark would say that one thing that has united us has been improvements in transportation. The other thing that has united us has been basketball. So,
do you think that one of the reasons that is not just the technology of radio, but also the success that, say, well, I mean, Adolph Rupp and the Wildcats in the 50s and 60s had such remarkable success. Do you think that that's really kind of put down those roots?
Yeah. Well, even before Rupp, I mean, Johnny Meyer was the coach immediately before Rupp, and he was 16-3 the year before Rupp came in 1930. So they had tremendous success before Rupp came in 1930, and then he just built on that. Johnny Meyer ran a fast break style of basketball that people don't realize, you know, and Rupp basically adopted Johnny Meyer's style of fast break basketball when he came in 1930, and then had to compete against Johnny Meyer when Meyer eventually became the University of Tennessee's basketball coach. So Rupp, you know, was an innovator in many ways and certainly had tremendous success with four national championships and win after win and making a name for Kentucky basketball outside the Southeastern Conference, playing games, you know, in New York City at Madison Square Garden and playing games everywhere, you know, going to Chicago and to New Orleans, playing in the old Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. So he certainly made a name for Kentucky outside the state. People followed Kentucky through radio outside of Kentucky. In fact, in my professor's book, The Winning Tradition, there's a story here about a man in Iowa. He was known as Tombstone Johnny. The man owned a tombstone business in Iowa. Apparently, he developed an interest in Kentucky basketball by listening to the games on radio. Then he began to attend some of the games when UK played in the Midwest. We would see him at Iowa and other places on the road. Eventually, he made a trip or two to Lexington, and just this last fall, he called to tell us that he had moved to Lexington. And all this developed, Dickie Parsons, a former assistant coach, concluded, from listening to broadcasts of UK basketball. He became a Wildcat fan. He sent his son here to school. And finally, he even came here to live.
Wow.
So, you know, even outside the state, and Rupp was the one that started that. Instead of playing, you know, Georgetown College and Transylvania and Pikeville in those schools, and that's wonderful, but Rupp began playing St. John's and St. Louis University and teams all around the nation. Hmm. And he took Kentucky's brand of basketball outside the state, and Kentucky's name became familiar with people all over the nation.
Is that style of basketball something we're seeing at U of L, Murray State?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. I think so. Rupp played tough man-to-man defense, upbeat, fast-breaking style of offense. You know, and that's the trademark of our Murray State team this year. That's always been Rick Pitino's style at Kentucky and now at Louisville.
Do you think that the popularity of UK basketball, or of Kentucky basketball, I should say, has to do with the lack of a professional sports team?
Yeah. We had, you know, we've had some professional teams. The old ABA, Kentucky Colonels, mm-hmm. had a brief run in Louisville and a successful run, you know, when they had Dan Issel and Artis Gilmore back in the 70s, and they were exciting for a time. But I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, if you lived in Philadelphia, you would have your pick of professional football and baseball and basketball teams to root for. But here in Kentucky, you know, college basketball is the game. In Indiana, you know, it seems that high school basketball even supersedes college basketball. Even when Bobby Knight was there, some people would turn down tickets to the Hoosiers games to see a high school basketball game. High school basketball was so popular. But in Kentucky, it's always been college basketball. And that's the Wildcats. But also, I mean, you look at the success of Pikeville last year, who won a national championship in the NAIA, or Bellarmine, who won a Division II national championship. You know, and now Murray State, you know, and not just now, but year after year, Murray State. You know, we have success at all levels, all across the state. It's unique.
Well, it certainly does seem as though a lot of the phenomena you're describing is almost intensified, because here we have this team that is really part of the warp and woof of the Jackson Purchase, and it in a way, it does kind of seem like a more concentrated form of what was happening for UK and the entire state. And now we really have a nationally prominent Jackson Purchase team.
It really is. And to me, it's even more personal. I mean, we identify with Isaiah Cannon, you know, and Dante Poole and Ed Daniel. These players are so special. And Coach Prohm, you know, the last game, you know, at home when we defeated St. Mary's. If we stayed after the game, you know, and a re-recognition of the seniors that night. Mm-hmm. I've never witnessed a family atmosphere like that. You know, even with the singing of My Old Kentucky Home at UK's games at Rupp Arena, I've never felt a family atmosphere like I felt that night with my family beside me at the CFSB Center. So we really have something special here, I believe, at Murray State. And it is in the Jackson Purchase, but now it's gone beyond the Jackson Purchase. How many evenings has Murray State been trending on Twitter? You know, I mean, nationally, Murray State has been trending on Twitter. This is a real phenomenon, I think. I keep telling my daughter and my son that this is a season that we won't see again, you know.
Do you think it's just the beginning of an upward trend?
I think we've had an upward trend at Murray State for a long, long time. We've dominated the OVC for years, going all the way back to the 1940s with Jumpin' Joe Foulkes, you know, and Popeye Jones later, and all the coaches that have come through here with Mark Godfrey, Steve Newton, Cal Luther. You know, there has been an unbelievable tradition at Murray State through the years. What I hope is that we'll be able to keep Steve Prohm for a few more years mm-hmm. than we kept Mick Cronin and Mark Godfrey and some of the other coaches mm-hmm. that we've had.
Well, you know, whenever I go out of the state, being a Kentuckian and having kind of basketball just in the bloodstream, I notice the T-shirts and the sweatshirts mm-hmm. and all of this, and it's not uncommon, really, to see maybe down in Florida and you see a UK T-shirt or Michigan, you see a lot of that big golden M. Do you foresee the day when people are seeing a big golden M and it stands for Murray?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me at all. And I think we're already seeing that. On the other side, you know, there are people out there that are wondering, you know, what is all this about with Murray State? You know, where is Murray State?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can't beat the publicity that we're getting from sports. Maybe I have a different view than a lot of faculty members have about the worth of college athletics. I played basketball at Belmont University, so I believe there is a place for college athletics at the university, even on the academic side, to help academics and to promote the university. I mean, where else could we get this kind of publicity? I think we're already seeing a rise in freshman applications already, you know, from the publicity that we're getting from our basketball success. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I really am absolutely fascinated by the sociological phenomenon. The history aside, but just seeing how people have really, like you say, rallied around. They may be the Cats, but these are our racers.
That's
you
right.
Know? Very, yeah. It's very That's personalized.
Right. It really is, yeah. You know, I'm really torn in this NCAA tournament because I went to and played basketball at Belmont University. So they've made the tournament. They won there at the Atlantic Sun. And of course, they'll be coming into the OVC next year.
Oh, boy.
And, and then, of course, I love Murray State. My wife graduated with 2 degrees from Murray State, and I love Murray State. And then I have 2 degrees from the University of Kentucky. You know, I did my graduate work at UK. So 3 teams, you know. And so wouldn't it be something if all 3 teams made it to the Final Four? And who would the other unlucky team be? You know, maybe Louisville. You know, maybe Louisville. Although they're on the kind of the downslide now toward the end of the season. So it's really going to be difficult. And when Belmont comes into the OVC, you know, it's really going to be difficult when they play. They'll just play Murray State one time a year because they're in the opposite division when they go to divisions. This has really become a personal thing, a personal thing with me.
So you'll just have to be very, very careful where you wear your T-shirt.
Very diplomatic, yes.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
Very careful.
Well, Dr. Dwayne Bowen, I thank you very much for coming up.
Thank you for inviting me. I've enjoyed this very much.